Hello, hello, gang, gang. How are you doing? Welcome to the I've Never Said This Out Loud podcast with me, Helen Scott. I'm so looking forward to today's episode, and I'm just going to jump right into it. My guest this week is the hilarious Paige Fletcher. Now, I first knew of Paige back in day. I'm talking maybe we're throwing back 5 years or so. Paige was on YouTube. That's where I first saw Paige and just thought she was a really fucking funny lesbian. Hilarious is what I'm going to say about you, Paige. Welcome, darling.
Well, I was wondering how you were going to introduce me, and that was perfect.
Was
I
that
couldn't
right?
have asked for anything better than that.
I think you might be the funniest lesbian I've ever met in real life.
No, don't put that on me. Everyone's going to be so disappointed if they met me. Oh, God. I'm such an introvert. I'm an introverted extrovert. That's what they say now, isn't
Same.
It?
Same.
Yeah, you were talking about it with someone else on a podcast. Well, on your podcast. And I remember thinking, that's literally me.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Because I think when people like, especially if you post online or if you like put yourself out there online, and you know, you're just like a pretty chilled person, people don't expect it of you.
Yeah.
But like after us doing this podcast today, I will need to be silent for like a couple of hours.
I'm glad I've got 2.5 hour drive home. So I can literally just sit in my thoughts and think, why the hell did I say that? Like, what did I say that?
Did you post something on Instagram yesterday and you were like,
when people are speaking to you?
Yeah.
That one.
And you're thinking about something else.
Yeah. So honestly, I really struggle to stay focused, but mainly in work. Like right now, I'll be absolutely fine. But because we're talking about lesbians, veganism, all the stuff that I love. But at work, I just zone out. You'll see me in meetings and literally my eyes are all over the place. I'm just not listening. I'm not there mentally.
How have you managed to stay employed?
I don't know. I'm just hoping it's my personality that keeps me employed and not my actual work skills.
Right. Well, hopefully your work maybe don't listen to this. Or maybe they do and they just go, yeah, actually, you're right, Paige.
Yeah.
You're here for the personality and love it.
If they see me on this, they'll be like, she got a side hustle that we just don't know about. How much are you paying me today?
So, question. Obviously, you know, you're Paige Fletcher. You were known as Fletch when you were doing your YouTube stuff. And so I didn't realise it was just Fletch, because obviously we now have like the queen of the lesbians, the Fletcher.
Yeah.
How do you feel about sharing a name with her?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was there before her. Not gonna lie, I felt like I was there before. But yeah, she's excelled. She's done a lot better than me. So everyone knows who Fletcher is. And now if I class myself as Fletch, it's just everyone's like, oh. Ooh. As in Fletcher, the lesbian. It kind of looks like I'm copying her, but I'm not.
She actually copied you, though.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Yeah,
because actually her name isn't either, you know, her name actually isn't anything to do with Fletcher, is it? Her name's Carrie.
I didn't even know that.
Did you not know that?
No. What is her surname then?
Oh, no, actually, maybe it is Fletcher.
Are we lesbians? Can we should know this.
No, I feel like we only know. Well, no, we know her as Carrie because her song with Hayley Kiyoko, which is called Cherry, is like, hello, nice to meet you. My name's Carrie.
I have been to see Hayley Kiyoko. If that gives me any lesbian points here.
Stop. Yeah. Did you touch her?
No, I didn't. I went with another girl and we were there, but we weren't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you went with another girl that's not your current
partner? No, that's not my current partner, no.
Right. Was it a date?
No, but was it Hayley Kiyoko? It was. But honestly, we were just steaming. We just weren't there. We weren't there at all.
I was going to say, because your face has kind of gone off into like the distance. I was like, did you get fingered at Hayley Kiyoko concert?
No, bloody hell. Christ. No. None of that happened, but years ago. This was
pre-current Casey, relationship, which is like it's like an anomaly. I have to say, like, how much do you talk about your relationship openly? Like, because you share a lot of stuff online with you and Casey, right? Yeah,
well, that's the thing. Like, when I started YouTube, it was just like me doing my single thing. I had loads of stories to tell, and then I tried to make light of out of everything. So if I went on a weird date, something weird happens, they said something weird to me, I'd make light of it, put it on YouTube. But then obviously I met Casey and COVID happened more or less in the same year. So I just kind of stopped. I had no stories to say. I didn't have any weird dating stories or massive life alterating stories that I needed to say. So that's why I just stopped it.
We would have loved whatever you'd have given us, honest.
I've done a couple of videos with Casey, but because of her job, she's not allowed to be online. Because she's an assistant psychologist. So just in case, we can't really be talking about our like, bed stories or dating stories, just in case anyone at work sees it and she gets the sack, and then
imagine,
then I'm the breadwinner.
It's a lot of pressure. Yeah. Oh my God. So like, take us, why did you start the YouTube to begin with? Because like, honestly, and I mean this, like I think we would take whatever you wanted to give us now because they were just so funny. And if you haven't ever seen any of Fletcher's, like, well, Fletch's.
I'm getting you mixed up. You wish you were sitting in the seat.
Well, at least next to you, you know. That would be a good podcast episode. No, if you haven't seen any of Fletch's, like, old school YouTube videos, 100% go and check them out because they're hilarious.
Like, even if I'm having a bad day, I'll go back to my old videos and watch yourself. I will just sit there and watch myself and start creasing. And I'm just like, oh, it's not even like an arrogant thing. Like,
no.
I don't love myself. I just loved creating content and it just makes me laugh to go. There's this one video and it's called, it's called Teddy Bear Toilet. And it's just weird. Like, if you haven't seen it, you won't understand it. It's just weird. I don't want to talk about it. But it makes me laugh because I remember that night being so weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us that story now? Because I feel like
there was knives involved. Oh. So all my friends are teachers and they were like, get that off. Get that off right now. Like, there's knife crime about. You just need to get that off. And I was like, yeah, I do. That was really weird.
Right.
Obviously, drink was involved.
Right.
As a lot of my stories are.
It sounds chaos.
Yeah, it was a bit weird.
It sounds like all of your stories pre-Casey were, like, chaotic.
That's the thing. Like, pre-Casey, I was just a dick. Like, I was just a dick to everyone.
No.
Like, including myself. I've become a lot kinder to everyone. And myself.
Right.
After meeting Casey.
I do remember, like, when I met you, I think you had just started dating Casey when I sort of started to know of you. I think you came to an event, the Shellen event.
Shellen, yeah.
Yeah, me and my ex-girlfriend. Yeah, so you came to that event that we put on together.
Yeah.
Did you come with Casey?
No, I came with, like, my best friend at the time. Mm. There's a story there. We don't speak anymore.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, I came with another girl.
Right.
But we weren't like seeing each other. We were just best friends.
Just friends.
Yeah.
On that note, because I've got a best friend who in the last year I no longer speak to as well. And they're shit, aren't they? I sometimes feel like it's a bit worse than a breakup.
You're going to regret bringing this up to me because honestly, I'm struggling with it. It happened about, so we probably stopped speaking. It'll be probably about 2 years in October, November this year.
2 years.
And literally she just dropped me like a sack of shit. I started seeing someone, she started seeing someone. We were best friends, did literally so much together, went abroad constantly, had the best time, and then she just dropped me one day.
What on
earth? Out of nowhere. Like, blocked me off everything. Nothing.
Just faded out. She blocked
didn't
you.
Didn't even ghost. She ghosted me, but she didn't phase me out.
No. There was no, like, interim period. There was
nothing.
About to get sacked off here. You have no idea.
Completely blindsided me, to be honest.
What on earth?
I do feel like it's karma. For what I did in the past to girls, maybe.
Oh, my God. I feel the same.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, Because I've done some things.
Yeah.
We've all done things. Right, that we aren't particularly proud of. The biggest one, I've never said this out loud.
Love it.
I cheated on my wife when I was 20.
I didn't know you were married.
Right, first of all, married age 20.
I have no idea. I need to know more. Please.
Right.
Tell me everything.
Okay. So my very first girlfriend was with her for 2 years. We broke up very quickly, met another woman who was a lot older than me. She drove a Mercedes. She was very, like, she swept me off my feet.
Sugar mama.
She was like, sugar mama. Like, just
a
really,
dream.
Just, you know. Like,
give me a number.
Yeah.
Give me the details.
Yeah. Power lesbian.
Yeah.
I was 19. She totally swept me off my feet. She was like 10 years older than me. And she proposed to me.
How long had you been together? Is this a lesbian?
3 months, babe. 3 months, you know. Mm-hmm. It was super quick. Mm-hmm. And I was off dancing, performing all around the country at that time. And so I was engaged to someone in a long distance relationship as well. So I'd never even pooed with her in the house. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were engaged.
This is so stereotypically lesbian.
Mm, totally.
It scares me, yeah.
Which is why I've written a book, and it's all in the book as well, but pre-orders available now.
Little plug there.
Yeah. Seemed the perfect time.
Yeah. I've got nothing to sell, so.
No, I'm coming to you for your karma afterwards. But yeah, so we were married within the year, but I was still, you know, just hankering after my first girlfriend. And before we got married, so, okay, I didn't actually cheat on her when I was married, but whilst we were engaged, I had a blip where I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm still in love with my first girlfriend. And we slept together. And so I feel like friendship karma has, the friendships that I've lost in my life have been karma for that.
So did you actually end up getting married?
We got married.
You did?
Yeah. I was with her for a year.
I can't believe this. I had no idea you were married. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. And we're on, like, you know, fairly good terms now. She's a little bit like, wish that you didn't use our marriage for, like, content sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to.
But I'm like, look, this is it's not for like lols. I'm not like, oh, I was married. Like, I've just said something really horrible about what I did. You know, I'm just it's all just to say we're all humans.
Yeah.
We all go through shit. We all make mistakes. You know, we all get wrapped up in things. It's always just as a learning thing, you
100%.
Know?
100%. And that, you know, you've just got more life experience because of this happens.
Babe, there's so much. So your best friend dropped you 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Why? What karma are you being repaid for? Like, what did you do?
I was like, so I've only had about six girlfriends. I just can't remember. Now I can't remember. Probably four.
I am concerned that you can't remember every person that, you know, you've genuinely dated.
There's one girl that I dated who asked me to be a girlfriend after a week, and I can't remember what her name was. It was either something or something, and I'm just like, I can't remember.
Stop it.
I know, it's really bad, but it's just stuff like that. I was just, if I didn't like someone, I would just completely ghost them, phase them out, wouldn't send them a text or a call or anything. I would literally just dip, I'd be out of there.
See you later, mate.
Yeah, no excuse, just I was just gone.
Babe, yeah, that's okay, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair, some karma due you there. I mean, why were you just dropping people like flies?
Upon reflection, I mean, now I know myself a little bit more after being with Casey for about 4 years. I just wasn't happy with myself, and that's the only excuse I've got, to be honest, for treating people badly. Like, I didn't like myself, so I was never going to treat anyone else good if I didn't like me.
Yeah.
So that was like, but at the time, there's no excuse. I was just a dick. Like, I would literally get with someone in a nightclub, record it, and then the girl that I was seeing at the time was like, who is that? Like, why is it all over your story? And I was like, oh, it's my cousin. Yeah, it's my cousin. Don't need to worry.
Cousin.
It's just stuff like little dickish moves like that. Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you not, I mean, not to be like deep and like, you know, but why didn't you like yourself? Like, was it that you were gay? You didn't like that you were gay, really?
Oh, no. So I love that I'm gay. Like, it's something I'm actually really proud of. So when I did realise I was gay at 20 when I was in Australia, so I'd never seen a feminine face in lesbian.
Right.
They'd all been quite, you know, short-haired, butch, and obviously there's nothing wrong with that, but that just wasn't my type, obviously, because I was never found myself being attracted to that kind of type.
Aesthetic, yeah. Yeah.
And that's just all it was. So I went to Australia, there was this Italian girl, really feminine, long dark hair, dark features, and I just fell in love with her, basically.
Really?
And my mum was like, so have you met any rich men? Watch her out there, obviously. She was obsessed. And I was just like, no, but I've actually fell in love with a girl, and that was my coming out to my mom, but it was more of I kind of thought it was a bit of a joke. I didn't think it was that serious. I was just like, maybe I just love this girl. I don't know what's going on. And she was like, in capitals, a girl? What? And that's all she said, really. And then we were all just joking about it. And then I got back after a month and just told everyone I was a lesbian after that. And then everyone was like, it's a phase. Like, you're not a lesbian. Definitely not a lesbian. You don't look like a lesbian. You're not a lesbian. And, you know, you get this standard comments. And to be honest, I didn't know whether I was bi, lesbian, straight. I didn't have a clue at this point. But I just knew that I was happy being attracted to someone for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
That's all
and
I was happy about.
And you thought, I'm not broken.
Yeah.
I'm not broken after all.
I thought I was asexual for such a long time. I just did not like guys. Obviously, I've had experiences with guys. Some good, some not so good, but it wasn't for me. Like, but being with girls just felt right.
Yeah.
Completely. And I've never looked back.
What did you think?
Oh, I looked back once.
Oh, we've all done that.
We've all done that. I had to make sure.
Oh, of course.
Worst thing I ever
mean,
did.
I say that. We've not all done that, have we? I mean, I know that there are, like, and I hate this word, but gold star lesbians, which slightly problematic term, but we won't get into that today. But no, I've dabbled. I had a friend who was bisexual. He was a guy. And we used to just, you know, do bits.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just for fun, you know. We was nothing else really going on. Just, and he was bi. So to me, I kind of just felt like this is okay. He's not a cishet man.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Little fumble, little tug.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Don't say tug.
No.
That makes me heave a little bit. Tug.
Makes me laugh.
Have you ever teabagged someone?
So that's when they put their balls in my mouth.
Yeah.
No. Just never. No.
I don't think I could.
I did the bare minimum. Like, pillow princess, I've been called that a million times over, and it's true.
I like it with a guy and a girl, or
yeah, both. I, to be honest, one guy said that I lay there like a dead horse, which was very accurate. I don't know what he was watching, but yeah, I just lay there, and then typically I think for me when I slept with boys, it was I felt like I had to rather than I wanted to. Obviously, then when I came out and started sleeping with girls, I never wanted the girl to be in a situation where I take control of them and they didn't want to do it.
Right.
So I kind of like slid into a little path of letting them, you know, take control. And then obviously it's great. Loved it. I've kind of just, I just like it.
You've stuck with it.
Yeah, I've just stuck with the title. I don't mind it at all.
And so what did you think the first time you touched a vagina? Because I was like freaked out.
I wasn't, because obviously, how old were you? Because I was 20, 21.
Right, I was 15.
Yeah, I would have been freaked out at 15.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
But because I was 20, I was kind of like, just went with it. It just felt right to me. It was wet, obviously.
Yeah. I was shocked. Yeah. I was shook.
My mum and Casey's parents can't watch this. They will not. I'm not sharing this.
No, don't share this with the girlfriend's parents. Yeah. But no, I was like, I don't know why, like, because I get like wet, but I don't like get as wet as some people do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when it's like slick Rick, like your hand just slides off.
Yeah.
And
I'm slipping all over the place, man.
Are you slipping sliding?
I'm slipping slide.
Wow. So that was my first vagina that I touched, was a slip and slide vagina. And that's what freaked me out, because obviously I'd only ever touched my own. And she was like, a moist.
Yeah,
I would give her a moist rating, but I wouldn't say
I'm sweating too. Yeah.
I always sweat when I do this podcast. I'm never sure quite what's going to come out. But no, so I was really freaked out because it was like proper slip and slide vibes, and I was just like, whoa,
yeah,
like,
whoa, is this normal?
Yeah, but also like, just couldn't keep my finger in like one spot because it was just slipping off the clit. I was like, oh, what do I do? So I retreated very quickly, and I think when I eventually came out, when I was 17, I had sort of quite an experienced partner, and she made me come for the first time. Like, as in somebody else was making me come for the first time.
Yeah, not yourself, yeah.
Was that the same with you when you... Did a man ever make you come?
Never.
No. What do you...
Never.
Never.
Never. No. 100 years. No, it never happened. It never... for me, sleeping with guys, it was just like, do the deed. If they've finished
it's over
quickly, then perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine for me.
And did you ever, because I felt like, and thankfully, I had two boyfriends, like one that I didn't have sex with when I was like 15. And then I had sex with my boyfriend when I was 16, going into 17. And actually, and I've said this quite a lot, that like, they were both very like androgynous, quite effeminate, you know, like very sort of like model vibes, like very like, you know, long hairish, tucked behind the ear. It was so obvious.
Yeah.
But I kind of would hurry everything along, like just doing like sex, like, you know, like just being like really overtly like woman for them.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
I had no boobs, right. Like zero boobs until I was 19 because I had a boob job. But it was genuinely flat then. They might as well have gone backwards. They were that flat.
But you still had boyfriends and they were very happy about it.
I did. But my first boy, well, I've had, I had boyfriends growing up and stuff, and then when I was 16, that's when I lost my virginity to my boyfriend at the time. And then he did actually text me afterwards and was like, this is mortifying. That was a bit shit, wasn't it? And I was like, are you joking? You finished? I didn't. It can't be that shit. But yeah.
It was horrific.
I've had, honestly, there's something about boys that I just...
No.
I've never said this out loud.
Go on.
I do think I have issues with men. I think I need to go to therapy for it.
Right. No, like, I know I laughed, but genuinely.
What are we talking about?
The issues with men. The one. Yeah.
I just did that meme you that did. I posted yesterday.
You were the meme. I'm gonna take that as a clip.
Don't do that as
TikTok.
A thumbnail, yeah. No, I do think I have man issues. You know, there are anomalies. Casey's brother, dad, amazing. Mm. My brother, I've got a little nephew, but on the grand scheme of things, I haven't had great experiences with men at all.
No. I don't think it helps being a lesbian either. And especially a lesbian who, you know, is kind of out openly, goes on dates, you know, holds hands. Because you just get the whole fucking spiel and everything from men, don't you? Like, there's just so many things that they have said over the years when you're out. It's just crap. Yeah. Mm. Because of that experience, I then was a bit pillow princessy for my first couple of years of being out as a lesbian because I felt like I didn't know what to do. Like, I felt pressure because I felt like it was so easy with my boyfriend. Like, just like make the right noises.
Yeah.
Like, move my body in a certain way. Bosh, job done. Like, don't have to do much.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a vagina and a woman is like so much more.
Oh, yeah, you have to
I was
work
overwhelmed.
For it. Yeah.
I was overwhelmed and I was, not so confident in like my abilities.
Oh, yeah, no, my abilities, were out the window. I didn't think I could do anything.
No.
And it was, you know what? My first girlfriend would probably agree. We don't speak, she hates me, obviously. There's many reasons. But yeah. I'd probably call it quite vanilla, not being nasty, but I came out when I was 20 and I learned everything through her and I
didn't learn much.
I didn't learn that much at all.
Sorry, babe.
Yeah, no.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
She knows who she is.
Yeah, no, I think I only really gained like sexual confidence in like my mid to late 20s when I sort of just went, no, I learned how to play a ukulele. I can learn how to be great with a vagina.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Everyone's so different as well. Everyone that I've been with is just kind of like, well, this person really liked this.
Yeah.
Or someone did something to me and I was like, I love that. So I'm going to do it to that person. And then it just doesn't hit as much as you want it to.
Yeah.
But honestly, girl, like you just said, lads is just like, wham, bam, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
They finish.
So
it's all
easy.
Over. Thank God you can go eat now. But with girls, it's kind of like, I need to work this.
Mm.
It's hours long. It's been 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry, but...
Starving.
Yeah, but...
Always
it's just
starving.
Great. You're just living life.
I had a girlfriend once who didn't want to be penetrated in any way, didn't want me to go down on her, just wanted me to touch her clit while she, like...
Did it, yeah.
Wait, no, I can't. Should I say this out loud? Yeah, fuck it. So she just wanted me...
I'm sweating for you. What are you going to say?
So she wanted me to touch her clit. That was it. Like, there was no other... Like, don't do anything else to her. But she had to, like, be...
Oh, God. This is killing me.
This is the only way she could come. She had to be touching my bum hole. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
So you'd...
Oh my God.
You'd have to be touching
hers. Let me just
start again.
Right. Let me just lay it out. So she's laying on her back.
Yeah.
I'm tucked in around, like, she's got her arm around me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of tucked in close to her.
Yeah.
I'm touching her clit. She has to touch the butthole.
She has to touch your butthole.
Yeah. Yeah. To come. To finish.
Oh, wow. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh. This was too much.
I just didn't know where you were going to go with that. But
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That was just off the back of what you were saying. You know, some people like this, some people... Everybody's so different.
Everyone's so different.
I think, and you know, maybe we're giving men, like, too hard a try here, but, like, I just do feel like, for women, there are so many different options of things to do that they like, don't like, blah, blah, blah.
Well, when me and my first girlfriend broke up, I actually started seeing someone who was actually... I doubt she'd watch this. But anyway, like...
They were from Manchester.
I'm not going to say their name. They were from Manchester. So I was travelling back and forth to Manchester, Birmingham. And then when we slept together, it was like a whole new world had been opened. I was like, wait, I've been with this person for a year and a half, like my first girlfriend. And I was like, we've never done this. And the first time I slept with this other girl, it was just amazing. And then obviously being a lesbian, I then got back with my ex.
Oh.
But then asked her to do the same stuff that the other girl had been doing to me. And it was just kind of all got so messy.
Yeah, because also she knew that you didn't learn that move from her.
Yeah.
She knew you'd been elsewhere.
Yeah.
doing the dirty.
Yeah, it was just simple stuff as well that I'd never ever experienced.
I totally understand. To be honest, I just did an intro there and then we just started talking about vaginas and bum holes. I'm so sorry, Paige, but we just launched straight into didn't we?
You did ask me about YouTube and why I started it and how I got into it. And then all of a sudden we were talking about your ass hole.
Well, not just my butt, my actual butthole.
It was yours, wasn't it?
My butthole. Not your butthole. Yeah. Right, so come on then. Take us back. So obviously you were doing... I just thought it was so cool at the time, and this is like so gay. Like you'd hang like your T-shirts up as your background for your YouTube videos.
Yeah, I did,
it was vibes.
Yeah, I did do that. I mean, that was just my room. Like I had a really tiny box room. It was my brother's old room. And that was just... I had nowhere to hide hang my clothes.
Like, you were going to say hide your dildos.
That too. just under the pillow. But no, it was just where I hung my clothes. But yeah, no, YouTube I started because I started watching. So when I came out, actually, or when I thought I was gay and I was kind of like questioning everything, my friend Danny sent me a link to a YouTube channel, which was Rose and Rosie.
Cute.
Yeah.
And
it was really old school. They only had a few thousand followers at this point. And I literally just started watching their videos and I just fell in love with them. I was like, I'm obsessed. And then after a couple of years, I was just like, I really want to do this myself.
Yeah.
I feel like I could be quite funny maybe sometimes. I mean, that sounds very like...
No, but just like, own it.
Because I take the piss out of myself so much. That's kind of like my angle in how to entertain people. that's what I just wanted to do. And then I did Camp America. And then I just swore to myself, as soon as I get back, I'm just going to do it.
Love it.
And then I think I started in 2017, I think.
And you gave us 2 years worth of content, nearly 3 years worth of content.
Yeah. And I literally loved doing it. It was so time consuming, like setting up the camera and the lighting and editing and posting it. But my first video, I was shitting myself, shitting my pants. Yeah. I did it on a Saturday night. I uploaded it and then I just turned my phone off and I was like, everyone's going to cringe at me. Everyone's going to take the piss. People at school, when I see them at the pub or a bar, they're going to be like, oh, I saw that video. You put on. I just thought they were going to cringe at me so much. But then when I turned my phone back on, I think it was like the morning after, I had so many people message me and were like, I've always wanted to do this. You're so brave. You're so funny. You're natural. And I was just like, oh my God, like I'm going to get famous here. But it took me ages to get to 100 subscribers. It took me obviously even longer to get to 1,000. But as soon as I got to 1,000, I did a coming out video and it did quite well.
Yeah.
Then I did a What Lesbians Do video and that did quite well. And I was just getting 30 subscribers a day for months and it just grew and it kept growing and it was getting so close to 10,000 subscribers, which is quite good for YouTube.
Babe, it's amazing.
I think I got to 8888 or something and I was just like, oh my God, it's going. And then all of a sudden, stopped. Manchester Pride 2020 maybe. My subscribers just stopped and like flatlined and I've never been able to get them back up since, but that's because I stopped.
Wow, that's so weird, isn't it? Do you know, like, can you think of any reason why that would have happened?
I have no idea. Like, I think it's something to do with the algorithm. Like, it was pushing my videos really well and it was just, I was getting so much traction, but then it literally just stopped. I got a lot of Americans.
Really?
Yeah, but it was a few times, like, I'd be in Topshop in Birmingham. Someone came up to me. I watched YouTube. I was in Manchester in a bar. This is really random, but I watch YouTube and it was just like people were sending me stuff. Like I really was living life and then lockdown and getting into a relationship. I just stopped it and I'm so annoyed at myself for it.
Yeah, but don't be annoyed, right? Because it's life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like such a believer. Don't have any regrets. What is meant to be will be. But like, can't you just please start again?
Yeah. I mean, there's this one guy called Justin Vardy. I don't know who he is. I think he's older, you know, maybe 60s.
Right.
And he's just a guy that watches me, follows me on TikTok, Instagram, and he's just like, when's the next video?
Stop.
So I feel like if I'm doing it, I'm doing it for him. And you know what? It makes him happy.
Justin Vardy deserves it.
He does deserve it. And that's another man I don't hate. I love him.
We love you, Justin.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, would you do YouTube again?
I would. The only thing, I would have loved to have done it with Casey, but obviously with her job, I can't. I completely understand that. I'd never want to put her out. But I would do it. But I feel like everyone's just on TikTok now and it's like a young person's game. And I'm 31 now. I've just turned 31.
Can
so I'm
you
kind
not?
Of like,
can you not? 33-year-old me over here like, I'm right, so what am I, dead?
You're like a presenter. You can sing, you can dance. You've got so much creativity in you. And I'm kind of just like relying on a bad date story to get me viral. Like,
no.
I don't know where I'm going to go with that.
No, we just want life stuff. Like, you could genuinely, like, just not talk about, like, you. Casey could not be Casey. Like, Casey could be, like, your partner X. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could still, like, talk about stuff but just not refer to who you're talking about or, like, change things.
I can reference her and stuff.
And, babe, like, you've got funny stories in your bones.
I mean,
like,
I still do upload TikTok, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, I do love TikTok. Mm. But, yeah, not as much as I would like to. I'd love to upload.
Regular.
On the regular, but yeah. At the moment, it's just, like, when I've got a funny story, I'll pop it on there. And they do quite well. I mean, at the moment, I've gone from, like, talking about being a lesbian on YouTube and then my TikToks that do the best is about this spider in the shed. No, it's so shit. Like, there's a huge spider in the shed outside and every day I was going to check on it to see if I could get a good video of it.
Right.
And then people just kept coming back for more and they were like, we want to see it, because I said it was a cocker mouse.
It's just, what's a cocker mouse?
A mix between a cockroach and a mouse. Right. But it's not, it's just a big spider. But I wanted to show the world how big this spider was. It's fucking beast.
What I found so hard is exactly what you're saying. Like, regularly having stuff to say. Yeah. I'm like, what else can I tell you that is, like, engaging? But actually, I think people just want, like, what are you doing today? Well, people, I don't think people care. Like,
yeah, people will just, if they like you, they'll just keep coming back for you. Like, my I went to say my sister then. Casey, my girlfriend, like, loves watching your videos. So some people you'll take the time to watch videos for. Others 100%. You'll just scroll past. But, like, me and Casey both watch yours because we want to and we enjoy it.
You have to say that because I'm looking deeply into your eyes.
Yeah, and you are paying me for this.
Yeah, so say it. Say it.
I've got a list of things you want me to say here. She's got a book. Me know.
So I take it then, obviously, if you didn't come out until a little bit later, and you were saying, like, you know, people were saying to you, it's like, oh, it's a phase and, like, all of that kind of thing. Were you predominantly surrounded by, like, straight people? Were your friends all straight at the time? Like, family, what were they like? What did they think about, you know?
When I got back from Australia, my mum was, like, completely, she was fine with it. However, I will say she drank a lot. So when she drank, she'd get drunk, obviously. And then I remember being on the toilet once and she just, like, walked in and she was just drunk, slurring her words. And she was like, you know I still love you. You know I still love you. And I was like, yes, I know you still love me. And she was like, but what about babies? You're not having babies. And I was just like, Mum, I was like, nothing has changed. It's just the person that I want to have babies with has changed.
Yeah.
Still want kids. I think that was the only thing from my mum, that she was just worried that, I think she was worried about what other people would think rather than what she actually thinks. I mean, my nan struggled with, I knew my nan would struggle with it, so I never told her.
Right.
And then my mum told her when they were on holiday together. And it was probably the worst thing she could have done, to be honest. She was not okay with it. And ruined
a holiday.
Yeah. I think it ruined a holiday. She actually tried to pay someone to take me out. So I used to work at Aldi.
You can't just drop that. What?
So I used to work at Aldi for 6 years. And when I came out, I was working at Aldi.
Right.
The first girl I ever kissed worked at Aldi. We went to Nightingales in Birmingham. That's and sick. She kissed me in the toilets. And she was short hair, back inside, you know.
Right.
I loved it. I loved it. It was my first kiss. And I was just like, oh, my God. And then the next day at work, she was just like, you don't remember what happened, do you? And I was just like, what are you on about? I knew what happened. I was just trying to play it off. She was like, you're a good kisser. And then walked off. And I was like, I can't do this. Like,
the confidence.
Sweating. Yeah, the confidence. I was loving it. But yeah, no, sorry. Back to Aldi. So I worked in one branch and then another branch. My nan was used to visit and she saw a good looking guy at the till, who I'm pretty sure was gay, but she clearly had no idea.
No.
But she was like, I have a granddaughter that is just the same age as you. Would you go out with her? I will pay you £50. She never told me this, my mum did. And I was just like, as if she's selling me like that.
Nanny.
Like I'm a donkey.
And also £50. It's a bit cheap, isn't it? Where's he going to take your Nando's?
Literally. I mean,
don't think you could even get a Nando's for under £50
probably
now.
Probably not now.
Oh, but so yeah. Nan wasn't...
She wasn't. It was her time. She thought it was around the time that Sophie from Coronation Street had a lesbian storyline, I think. And she just thought it was social media, what I'd seen on the TV. She didn't believe it. But she actually, my nan never met any of my girlfriends apart from Casey.
Right.
Which was really nice. She didn't meet Casey as my girlfriend. She met Casey as my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm so glad Casey actually got to meet her.
Yeah, of course.
She's not around anymore if you didn't take that.
Yeah, no. Oh, don't.
I know. Don't get me started.
Nans.
I can't look at an old woman without crying. Like, I'm so sad. Ever since I've known death now, I cry everything.
Now you know death.
Yeah, now I know death.
Yeah, and is that like kind of crossover into this? Like now we're gonna. It's just a sleigh ride of death now.
Yeah,
we're the age like where just people are just gonna start dying.
We're going on like we're like in our 80s. We're at the age where people are just dying all around us.
But it is, and you know what? Right, on the flip side of that. Not enough of my friends getting married for my liking. I've not been to nearly enough weddings this year.
Are you joking? So there's like 10 of us in our friendship group and 5 of them are engaged. 4 of them have had babies or one of them is having a baby now. Like it's all happening. 3 of them are engaged at the moment. So 2 are married. I don't know.
You
there's
ain't got
clue. Going
there's
on.
Too much.
I've got a wedding on Monday. So yeah.
Oh yeah, of course you do. You're going tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you predominantly friends with straight people though?
Yeah, they're all straight.
Right.
I mean, one of my best friends is gay. He's a guy with Dan. So he's gay. But then I've really, basically everyone around me is straight. I mean, I've got the odd gay friend, but...
Loose. Associate.
Yeah.
Mm. See, that's where you're winning, isn't it, on the wedding front? Because the gays just ain't... Where are the weddings?
Desperate to go to a gay wedding.
Because I'm completely opposite to you, is that most of my friends are, in fact, raging homosexuals.
Okay, yeah.
So...
Is there that spiderweb thing going on where you've all slept with each other or slept with someone who knows someone?
I mean, there's always... Yeah, the chart is what you're talking about, from the L word. Yeah, I mean, 100%, I can always, like, connect myself to somebody else. Absolutely. Speaking of the L word... Snog, marry, avoid.
Oh, I won't be this good.
Right, what's going on? Are you a lesbian that hasn't really watched it?
I did watch it, but I found it so cringy that I struggled to watch it. But then I started watching it again and quite enjoyed it. So I know who, name a few. Just try me.
Right, okay. I'm looking at you slightly differently, Paige.
Sorry.
I'm not going to lie. So obviously we've got Shane, who's like the bad boy.
I know who Shane
Barber.
Is.
Barber,
I love Shane.
We've got Alice, who's the funny one, short blonde hair.
She flicks out.
Flicks out. Yeah. Alice, she's the funny, cute one.
Yeah.
Bet, dark, curly hair.
Yeah.
Power lesbian. Mm-hmm. Her wife is Tina, blonde, but highly annoying mouth. Massive tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dana was the sporty one.
Yeah.
We had Jenny, psychopathic, dark, black, fringe.
Didn't like her.
Let's just do OG characters. And if I've missed anyone, you have to let me know. Marina was in like the first 3 episodes.
Was she sleeping with?
Jenny. She took Jenny into the toilets and made her gay.
Yeah. I know,
made her gay. Part of the problem, Helen.
She had an accent.
She was traumatised about Jenny and, was hospitalised. I know. Okay, so Marina, she was... like Hispanic, I want to say. I hope I'm getting that right. She had like a gorgeous like accent.
I think I know who you're on
feline
about.
Feline fact. Do I need to get the like pictures up?
No, you should be fine.
Right.
I've got them in my head.
Right, okay. So snog, marry, avoid. OG L word characters.
With OG.
Right, so who are you snogging out of the group?
Dana.
Oh, yeah. Dana's fit.
No,
closeted.
Wait. No. I need to change it up. Sorry, it's Shane.
Shane for the snog.
Yeah.
Because you know that mouth.
I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And I won't have to do much, which is perfect.
Do you like a snog?
Yeah, I do. Mm. Yeah.
Do you still snog your partner?
Yeah.
On the daily?
We're so affectionate.
Really?
Not in front of like friends and family. We just, we don't do that. We're not PDA, but we're just always like holding hands. Just the little stuff.
Mm.
We're literally best friends. Like I couldn't have put, I actually asked for Casey. Like I asked the universe for her.
I said,
I want someone exactly like me who looks nothing like me. And that is literally what I got.
That is what you got. You are very similar from what I see online.
Yeah, she's slightly funnier.
Is she?
Yeah, slightly.
Do you tell her that?
Yeah, no, she's really funny. Yeah.
Love
really
should have got
funny.
Her on.
She's got a great body as well. It's so annoying. Yeah. don't.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, Helen. Okay, so you're snogging Shane. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I think I too, for me, it would be a flip up between Shane and Bette because I do love a power lesbian. Marry
Dana and have to, who's that one with the flicky hair?
Alice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's just...
Not for you.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Yeah.
I would be marrying Marina. Because God, that sent me over the edge. Because she's like this older lesbian. And when I came out, I just wanted to be dominated.
Wait, is she the one that owns the coffee shop?
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly who you're on about. She's so hot. She's fit.
And she just knew what she wanted. She made a beeline. She was like, you're coming home with me. Mm-hmm. And I love that. So I'm going to marry her because I want that energy every day. I'm sensing, right, you've got lots of like straight friends. Like, do you live, would you say, quite a sort of heterosexual life, but you're just lesbian?
Yeah, 100%. And maybe, I don't know whether it's like nature versus nurture here. Am I a lesbian because of like my experiences with men and my dad not being around growing up, or do I just find girls attractive? Obviously, when I did realise I liked girls, it was just like a pure attraction thing, and I thought everything clicked for me. Mm. I felt like that was when I was born. In fact, I genuinely, like, for the last 20 years, I was kind of like, what the hell was I doing? Why did I think that? Why did I think that I liked him? And I clearly didn't. I didn't need to do all those experiences that I did with guys. I was always drunk if I was, you know, like being with a guy. And then, weird enough, like, I have to be sober to do it with girl, like, to have sex now, because I just don't like the non-control of being drunk and not knowing what I'm doing, or what about if I regret it, sort of thing. Obviously, I'm with Katie now, so I don't have any of that problem. But
yeah,
it's just because of the experience I've had that, like, I've always thought, is it a nurture thing?
Yeah.
Or is it? And I do question it, but then I do, there are arguments for both sides. Like,
because you have gay hands.
Is it how short my nails are?
No, no. Have you not seen like the gay hand thing on TikTok? Lesbian, right, you need to get into that black hole tonight, okay? Lesbians have lesbian hands. Like, there is just a thing.
Look at yours.
Like, lesbians have lesbian hands.
Yeah,
they're kind of like, they give ever so slightly masculine.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly.
Mine are exactly the same as my brother's, except his are just a little longer and a little girthier.
Girth. Much.
Sorry.
It's fine, we've dropped moist and girth.
Just say girth, like my brother.
No, don't. Because on my second podcast episode, I did actually talk about my brother having a massive penis, but that's on the second.
I was walking through a park the other week, last week, and I was just like, listening to you talking about your brother's massive dick, and I was like,
listen.
I might cancel this podcast.
Yeah, cancel coming on. No, but there is a thing, like, to be honest, like, you give gay vibes to me.
Do you think?
Yeah, and I've got such a strong gaydar.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I went on a trip the other day with my friend. I took her to these waterfalls where I live now in Hebden Bridge, which is the lesbian capital of the UK. You need to visit with Casey.
Yeah, we're on right move. We're looking to move here.
You do need to. And there was this woman at the waterfalls just like cotching by herself, like looked very like, you know, there was nothing sort of overtly gay about her. Like, you know, like some lesbians obviously have the more masculine look, or she wasn't waving a rainbow flag, or, you know, but I was like, she's 100% gay.
Oh, yeah.
She came over to us and, like, hit on my friend Beth and was 100% gay.
Yeah.
My gaydar is strong. And I feel like you, definitely.
I think it's quite obvious now. Obviously, we've got the little scattered tattoos
going on.
I mean,
they
scream lesbian, actually. So I got them. Nose piercing. Have you got a nose piercing
going
on?
I used to.
Yeah.
No, but I do have a larger nose than you. And I just felt like it was maybe too distracting.
Well, I've had 3 nose jobs.
Have you?
Yeah. So I had one and then it went wrong. So I had another one. It went wrong again. And then I had a third one. And this is the final.
What happened?
I just had scar tissue form. So I had a lump form once I had the initial nose job. So
there's some surgery in you,
isn't
there?
Yeah, no, there is. Because I don't know whether I would hate to offend anyone with what I'm about to say.
Go on.
It wasn't what I've said to someone. It was what a lad said to me when I was 13.
Right.
So this is why I've had the surgeries that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so obviously when you're dating at 13, you're on MSN, or you used to be at least.
Yeah.
So it was, met my boyfriend on there. And then I dumped him on MSN and he said, that's fine because you have a due nose and no tits anyway. So from that, literally, and I'd never looked at myself in the mirror and you know, really thought anything about my nose or my boobs or anything. I was 13. And then from that, it was something clicked in me. Hated myself. Didn't like my face. Didn't like my body. And then when I was 18 or 19, I had my boobs done. And then a few years later, I had my nose done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what do you think now? Like, are you obviously you know, it's your body and, you know, it's what you live in. Like, would you go back and go, actually, fuck you, Martin, and not have
George.
It? Oh, George. Oh, we're fully naming. Yeah. Fuck you, I mean, George.
Yeah, I know his surname as well, but...
yeah, I mean, just for GDPR reasons, let's not get banned. Would you, like, because that's, you know... You would like to think at our big old ages of 30, you know, we love ourselves and we, you know, accept ourselves. And, you know, like if I had like a 13-year-old, like little sister or little niece or nephew that age and they said that to me, I would be like, you know, heartbroken for them. Like, do you stand by your surgeries?
No, not my boobs. I wish I hadn't had my boobs done. Like, I want to get rid of them as soon as I can. It's just effort to, it's a lot of money for one, but also it's just... I don't know, the time off work, the lack of sleep, the recovery time. I just can't be arsed at the moment. But I do really want to get rid of them because I love the idea of having a flatter chest again. I think it looks, because I wear like baggy clothes constantly. I don't really get my boobs out.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I do wear tight fitting clothes, it makes me feel bigger. So yeah. I really want a flatter chest because I feel like it looks quite fit when girls wear suits and a shirt and it's flat chest and stuff.
So. Oh, totally. Mm. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. We have come to the point of the episode where I invite listeners, viewers, followers, whoever, to send in a quandary. And this person has sent us a little query, Paige. Okay. So this is what they've said. And I will call this person Betty. Okay. Because I don't actually have their real name for a start, but Betty it's going to be. So Betty has said, I have a dilemma. I've been with my girlfriend for a year now, and this is only the second girl I've ever been with. So it's all very new to me. For a bit of background, before this, I was straight and in a very, very long relationship. I've soon come to realise how different it is being with a woman to a man. And now that I've had a taste, I would never go back. Good for you, babes.
Mm-hmm, I understand.
Good for you. Call me big-headed or naive. But I feel like I'm a pretty good catch, and both of these girls have tried to tie me down. But since having a sense of freedom from my long-term relationship, it can sometimes make me feel trapped. The girl I'm with now has a lot of things I'm looking for in a forever partner, but we are nowhere near perfect. With this part of me wants to go and see what is out there, but part of me is so scared to lose something good. What do I do?
Oh.
Look, the grass being greener, I think, is so tricky when you first come out.
Yeah, and also if you really do want to experience being with other people, you don't ever want to find yourself in 20 years when you are tied down or married, or you don't want to look back and think, oh, I wish I'd experienced a few more people.
Yeah, I definitely, I always say this, and my first girlfriend, we... And this is absolute no offence to their now partner. I'm sure they know. I'm just going to say it. We have always said that we're soulmates. My first girlfriend, we were like, it would be, you know, it would have been the one if it wasn't my first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I really did know, like, there's not going to be anyone better for me. I still had to go and see for myself.
Yeah.
I needed the dates. I needed different types of people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard not to want that. But
yeah.
Where for you did it come a point where you were like, you've met Casey and you said, like, you asked the universe for this person. How do you know? How did you know?
Yeah. I mean, with my first girlfriend, like, she approached me, she messaged me and, you know, I'd just met someone in Australia who was dark haired, dark featured, really feminine. And then when I got home, my first girlfriend was blonde, blue eyed. And I thought my type was Italian looking women.
Yeah.
But then when I got home, it was like Swedish looking women. I don't know. Like,
Aryan.
Just like completely different type to what I thought I'd just been attracted
Swedish.
To.
Swedish.
So I was kind of just like, well, I'm attracted to her as well. So obviously, you know, maybe
broad
I am a
spectrum.
Full-on lesbian for one. But then I was kind of like, I don't know. I think I just wanted to explore. Although I was happy being in the relationship, as toxic at times as it was, I was kind of like, I knew in the back of my head I needed to experience being with other people just to find out who I was attracted to. and what I liked and just learn more about myself rather than just being tied to this one relationship, my first go, I felt like I needed a few more goes before I settled down. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did. Like, I've had previous girlfriends. They've all been completely different type, body shapes, hair colours,
really?
Everything, like completely different. Mm. Even personalities, like not one of them are similar at all. And that was another thing. I was just like, does it have to be one? I was like, because at one point when I was...
How do I choose?
Yeah, when I was with my ex and then I'd met the new one from Manchester, I was kind of like, I like different parts of both of them. So yeah, maybe I'm just, why does it have to be one? But like now, obviously, I'm just like one.
Yeah, Casey, you're monogamous.
Like, yeah, like completely. But I did understand why people weren't monogamous, because I was just kind of like, yeah, you like things in different people, so yeah, why not kind of like intertwine it a little bit? But
yeah, I think people need to master a little bit better is the art of dating.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing when, and tell me if I'm wrong, right? But I can date 5 people at a time if I want to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand people who are like, oh no, I've met this one person online, so I'm just going to focus my time and energy on them for now. I'm like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You are doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time and your energy. I'm such a, like, dip 5 toes into the water and, like, you I don't know where that goes.
Come on.
And you'll know which toe feels right.
Yeah.
You know?
Some people like toe stuff.
People do like toe stuff. Not for me. I've got really tickly feet.
Oh, yeah, no, I hate it. It's torture. But back to Betty anyway.
Back to Betty.
That is a dilemma, to be honest, because obviously you know that she cares for this one person that she's with. Mm. But then like, I'd hate to have the regret of not. I'd hate to wake up in 20 years' time and go, fuck, I was in my prime and I didn't make the most of my body and dating. And like, because, you know, as you get older, the pool of people around gets slightly slimmer.
Yeah.
Because... it's not amazing. Mm. And I've always, like, I'm Casey's second girlfriend. That's always played in my head a little bit. I'm always like, did she need to go out and meet more people just before she got with me? But it's never been a problem for Casey. Like, she's never made me feel insecure about it at all. It's just not even a thing. But
no.
I completely get why. I think I'd be, that sounds like something I'd write into someone.
Because
I'd want to know what to do, but I wouldn't want to lose the person. But then you can't have your cake and eat it. Like, you just can't.
Unless you have really open, honest conversations. I actually have to say, as a single lesbian right now, that...
I didn't know you were single.
Yes, have been for 2 months now.
Oh.
We're in single era. I have to say, I don't agree with you that the pool doesn't, the pool gets, you know, not as amazing. There is many interesting fish out there right now. Why fish? Why?
You're obsessed?
I am obsessed. I think water is something I need to explore more of.
Mm-hmm.
But no, listen, Betty, what I would say is you've got to trust your gut. Mm. At the end of the day, if you feel like there's more exploration to be had, then I personally wouldn't hold back. But on the other hand, just know that when you get a good thing, you know, that grass can look greener, but...
Do you think that they're saying, was it like right person, wrong time?
Possibly.
Do you think that's a thing?
Oh, I totally do. Yeah, I totally think right person, wrong time is a thing.
I'm so glad I met Casey at the time in my life when I did. Because if I'd have met a few years before, I'd like to think I wouldn't have been a dick to her, but...
Chances are.
I was just in my dick era.
In the dick era, fully. I hope that helps you, Betty. I mean, I'm not sure there's a real...
Been quite broad there.
Yeah, it was broad, but... I mean, forgive me, but I don't want to tell you to break up with someone either. So I hope that does help, though. But I think it just needs a little bit more thought. And honestly, I always just say your gut will never lead you wrong, I don't think. I really just think listen to what your gut is telling you.
Yeah, and you can't feel bad about feeling like that. Like, that is such a common thing amongst people that are in relationships.
Exactly.
Like, everyone feels like that.
Exactly. So let's kind of finish up. Paige, tell me what you think the secret is to a happy lesbian relationship as someone who has been in a relationship with their partner now for
4 years.
Four years.
We did ours slow. So like we met We met in January 2019 and then we weren't official till the September. So it was quite a long process.
That is a long time. Yeah. Again, you're giving me like straight person in a lesbian's body.
Yeah. It was kind of like that because we didn't rush anything because Casey was new out of a relationship at the start anyway. Casey kind of kept me secret from her family a little bit at the start as well because she didn't want, I don't know, I think she was just, it was still quite new for Casey's family, I reckon. But
how did you feel about that?
That was fine, like at your own pace. I mean, I'm 4 years older than Casey. So I didn't want to be a predator about anything. Like there's no get rid of the control. I don't like control ever. So I just let her handle whatever she needed to do at the time that she needed to do it in. Like it didn't bother me one bit. I was seeing loads of people anyway. No, I'm joking, really. But no, that was fine for me. And then we didn't even say I love you till the November. So ours was really slow. But I said to her the other day, actually, like, there was no rush for me to do anything with her because I knew there was longevity from the very moment I met her. I was like, I really do like her as a person. Like, I just love everything about her. And then we obviously didn't start seeing each other for a couple of months after a breakup, but I knew there was longevity there. I knew it was going to be something that lasted potentially forever. So there was no rush for us to say, I love you within 2 weeks or move in.
You were just chilling.
We're literally just best friends.
And so, you know, you took all of that time to get to know each other. Is that the secret to the longevity of the relationship? What do you think it is? How have you maintained? Because, you know, I think maybe it is that you live in like quite a straight bubble by the sounds, like with your straight friends. So you're not really getting any of that lesbian or queer or, you know, LGBTQ plus like drama.
No, exactly. All her friends are straight as well. So we literally live in like a straight bubble. But obviously with, you know, I know a lot of lesbians and stuff, and but it never.
Do you go gay clubbing together?
Yeah, we love literally going out. I can't handle my alcohol anymore. Like my hangovers just kill me off.
But it's the
30s, ain't it? we've always gone out together to gay clubs. But as soon as you invite other lesbians along, that's when drama happens.
It is.
Did you ever seen where you used to live growing
up?
Oh
yeah,
yeah. I was strong on the scene for a couple of years, and it was just like, I just don't want to get involved in it. And luckily, Casey's never been in the scene, thank God.
Great.
But yeah.
So do you?
But I genuinely just think like the thing to a relationship for us, at least, is literally just communication. And I know that's so, you know, vague and obvious. But honestly, if we don't speak, then we'll literally just start getting ratty with each other, and then that's when the arguments start coming in like hard and heavy.
Ooh.
But I know it sounds, I just made that really weird. But then, like, honestly, if she's pissing me off, I need to tell her. And if I'm annoying her, she needs to tell me. And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
No point beating around the bush.
No. So you've said there, like, you know, oh God, it's like communication, but it's so fucking important. And people just don't do it. Like, going back to Betty, like, why don't you just talk to your partner about it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no point keeping it to yourself. There's no point like not communicating. I don't think there's ever an instance where communicating is bad for any situation.
And also, two girls, if you've got your cycle still, I lost mine for about 8 months, so that's what I'm saying, if you still got your cycle, because you could be menopausal or whatever, but you need to understand at what point of their cycle they're in. Like, me and Casey don't sync. We've never synced. It just never happens for us, unfortunately. But
because that is like the lesbian dream a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, such a dream. Mm. Like, she's very regular. I'm always late. So it just never works. But if I know when she's due on and she's going to be a little bit more pissy that week, then I need to tone down my annoyance. Like, I'm so annoying. Like, she's like, stop. And I keep going. Just keep going. Just want to. It could be anything. It's just small, like, just annoying little things.
Mm. But you sound fun to live with.
Yeah, no, I'm such a joy. But the same for me. Like, if she knows I'm due on, we've said this thing now. We communicated this a couple of weeks ago. When we know we're both due on, don't goad each other. Don't be like, oh, are you due on?
No.
Yeah, is Mr. Blobby coming to stay? Oh, that's what I do.
I'd go.
I'm just like, oh, you due on? Yeah, is that what you're not? And then I'm like, no, if she does this to me, it's not funny at all. So we need to both stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the goading.
Oh, you can't joke about periods.
You can't.
You can't. It's a serious thing.
It's a serious matter, actually. Wow. Yeah, no, that would piss me off.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so communication. And I think that's really important, because I really don't think that it's the first thing that people think of when they're like, oh, what do I need in this long-term relationship? It is Someone that you can actually genuinely be open and honest and vulnerable mm-hmm. and talk to, for sure.
And knowing their love language. Like, that's a huge thing.
What's your love language?
Mine's probably quality time and gifts. I love presents. I like it. Not even like big gifts, a vegan chocolate bar. Something that I've never had before, a kombucha drink.
You're so gay.
I'm very into my gut health. I'm obsessed with gut health. But like Casey's is different. Hers is probably words of affirmation, physical touch sort of thing. So ours are different, but both very important. But I'm just, I love a gift, Casey.
Yeah. No, I'm all about the gifts for sure. Would love to see you back on YouTube, genuinely.
Yeah.
But for now, happy with the TikToks. Where can we find you online? Because we didn't even get round to the veganism, but you do post a lot about you've got a page, haven't you, for your veganism?
We've got a page called Bloody Vegans on Instagram. And that literally just started in lockdown. Casey started that. And then mainly she actually does the photos. I'll do the captions because I'm funnier and a little bit wittier than she is. But
So Bloody Vegans for vegan stuff. And where can we find you on socials?
Just on Instagram and TikTok and obviously YouTube. So YouTube is Fletch YouTuber, and then Instagram and TikTok is It's Paige Fletcher.
It's Paige Fletcher.
It's got to be It.
And
make sure It's.
Yeah, It's
there.
Paige Fletcher. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming all the way here. Thank you for listening to the I've Never Said This Out Loud podcast with me, Helen Scott. Come and say hi on socials at Helen Scott UK. Make sure you like, subscribe, and review this podcast. I always feel like Oprah when I do that last bit. Do all of that stuff and you'll get a little sprinkle of good karma coming your way. And don't forget, if you need someone to believe in you, I do. Love you. Bye.